So, hi everybody. Today I'm going to do a brief reading on Pope Francis. I'm not sure most of you know I was born and raised Catholic, brought up in Catholic schools, very close to the priests in my small town in Massachusetts, and so my upbringing was Roman Catholic. I had a mystical experience when I was being confirmed, which is a ritual in the Catholic Church that everyone takes to sort of commit to the service of, what you would say, I suppose, being a warrior for God or something of that sort. And it's a very important thing. But anyway, I had a mystical experience that day which took me away from the church and more in line with the teachings of Jesus. However, I did in fact study the great saints for some time, and have a very, very warm and deep place in my heart for the introduction to devotion that I met when I was immersed in my religious upbringing. I was lucky enough to have an amazing priest who was our parish priest, and a church that I spent a lot of time in, and this intimate relationship with Jesus that developed as a result of it. And so, being very far away from the Catholic Church for some time, but I still watch the goings and comings, of course, of it, partly because I'm interested in those things, and also because I have a genuine interest as to who would be, guiding such a large amount of people with the potential, of course, to really bring profound love and care into the planet if we could have someone that could model that in a true way. And then here comes the new Pope Francis, a Jesuit, who you just watch him for a moment on the television or see his smile and what he believes in and who he is, and it's very compelling. Certainly touched me. I begin to weep at his purity, and that the Catholic cardinals could actually choose a true man of God. So I rushed to the computer to see if I could find birth information on him. And I did find his birth date and time and place. I don't have his time. However, I ran a bunch of charts throughout the day, and I feel like knowing, just seeing who he is, that the moon position, which of course is the one that is the most possible to change, I feel like I've found the moon position for him. Either way, the moon's changing throughout the course of the day does not change his fundamental circuitry, the channels and the centers. And so I'm going to read briefly what I see in his chart, and how it affected me as a good way to understand human design. So when you look at his chart, you can see he's got a defined crown chakra connected to a defined mind, to his throat, and then down to the emotional system, to the far right. And he is, phew, he is a light, He has a crown chakra activation of the 6447 channel. And this is a being that is here to realize truth. Often spiritual teachers do have this channel. Adyashanti, who is one of my friends and teachers, who is a profound current-day teacher of the ancient truths. Here we have that circuit again. So the capacity to inspire others through one's own inner experience, by one's own reflection, to be able to receive the information through the crown chakra, the fundamental purity of gate 64, which is a desire and a pressure to make sense of the images, the past, the old teachings, the have everything make sense, bring it into an understandable form, or a form where you can really inspire people by your understanding and what you have learned and what you have accounted. So here he has just a fundamental ability to inspire, as well as the consecutive channel of the 1156 in the abstract process with his son in gate 11. This is a teacher, you know, this is a being that can get us excited, got me excited. He'll get people excited by what he believes in. The 1156 is, I believe in this. His son is in a very strong line 4, which is the ability to express the essential nature of peace. Gate 11 is peace, the ideas, the capacity to express these ideas. This is the teacher. And his son is also has a detriment, the upside down triangle, in that, but you know, actually this detriment just says that the teaching, his wisdom, won't reach everyone. He is a rare one, isn't he, though? One that says, you know, don't come to my ceremony, use your money for the poor, that says we are a church of Jesus first and foremost, who gets off his pedestal and doesn't wear the regalia or the pure gold, won't take it, is a living, breathing example of what it means to be with, not above. And it continues as I looked forward to his chart. He's got this individual circuit, the 1222, which is often found in people who have solo careers or are outside of the collective. Priests have this, other people, artists have this channel. So it's about feeling very passionate about something and expressing your passion individually. So, of course, it suits a man of the cloth who would be very much about speaking and expressing what he's very passionate about. And gate 12, line 2 is exalted. This is also activated by his south node and the earth in his personality. Two exaltations. This is the gate of the prophet. Earth exalted, the ability to foresee and express the need for social interaction. The ability to foresee and plan for the end of standstill or caution. Line 4, the gate of the prophet. So he's someone that's here to speak very important truths to this world, things that he's very passionate about. And so the first half of his life was this theme, you know, he lived it, expressed it in his actions, right? Emotional manifestation means you're doing it, you're expressing it. And he has Saturn also affecting this gate, with it, gate 22 in red, activated by Saturn. And this is coming out with a line called purification, the discipline to maintain a pure state. The rigorous withdrawal from any negative influence is in Saturn, brings in this discipline to maintain a pure state. The expression of disciplined social caution, purification. And this channel also can empower other people. It's an empowering channel. He empowers the poor. He empowers beings. He is here to do that, and does that in a very important way, with Saturn being the calling, right? The potential work role in gate 22 in red. So he's a feeler, activated emotional system, all in red. He came in to feel. He came in to feel, to care. The design red, sun, and earth are both in emotional feeling center gates, gate 6 and gate 36. Gate 6 is the gate of the peacemaker, right? To hold the field for everyone and to see the harmony that can be made in relationship. Gate 6, line 6. Gate 36 is in line 6 is a strong relationship to those that are suffering, and to experience life in a very powerful way. Some sort of crisis in his early life, which I think we read about. I think he lost a lung or something of that sort. But this is the line of justice, the inevitable survival of what is right. And this is the power of the emotional system to bring about change. Feeling it, feeling moved by it, to bring justice. And gate, like I said as well, the sun, gate 6, line 6, this is the discipline and integrity of a superior force to unilaterally cease conflict, to permit surrender and survival of its foe. So here we have a man that is not willing to dominate. He has an open ego center, that's the white triangle. This is not a dominator in any way. This is a selfless being, very passionate. And he has this beautiful defined self, yellow diamond in the middle, gate 15 in the south node, gate 10 in the north node, both roles of the self. 15 is His Holiness the Dalai Lama's gate. This is the gate of the monk, the modest one, the one who's here to bring harmony, that feels this unconditional loving energy, has a duty, line of duty, the ability to confront challenges, to be a behavior, to express a quality of behavior which expresses the proper balance between all extremes. It's the harmonizing gate, a modest gate, a leadership gate, but as a monk, as one of you. He has no leadership gates that put him above. The gate 15 is just like the Lama, His Holiness does. It's, I am a simple monk. This is a monk. And gate 10 in line 1 is a gate that will be a theme for the second half of his life, as well as that gate 11 line 2, which has to do with bringing harmony and vigilance. It's the 11 line 2 north node, the line's called rigor, the recognition that without vigilance and risk, peace can lead to stagnation and collapse. So it's a strength of commitment in knowing that he needs to be vigilant in bringing about this harmonic condition, this peace to society. And gate 10 has to do with how to be in a position where you are modeling the highest principles in a behavior way. So it's a deep awareness of the code of behavior that is important to him, but has a very deep modest connection. Deep modesty. And he has Jupiter here as well. So this is a huge expansion in a being that has an innate sense to know and accept his place. Whatever that is, Pope, monk, modestly connected deeply with his soul as the underlying code of behavior which ensures successful interaction. Guided by his intuition, gate 57, line 1, exalted in Venus. and detriment I'm sorry, exalted in Mercury, detriment in Venus. A body intuitive awareness to be guided in alignment with his highest principles. To create potentially something in alignment with beauty and correct form. Venus exalted. The possibility of the intuition that can penetrate to the inner meaning. So, right action to bring about harmony. Boy, was this the right choice. He has gate 27, line 5 in the open sacral center. This is the perfect gate for a being that's put in charge of resources. This is the gate of generosity, but the role of the nourisher or the executor to distribute the resource of others. Caring, caregiving. This is a caring, kind being, generous with his energy, and exactly suited to be in charge of all the money and all the resources. Because he's trustworthy. 827, line 5. True to form, I am utterly impressed with this design and on my knees at the fact that this being could have, that the cardinals of the Roman Catholic Church could actually pick the right guy. How did that happen? I'm blown away. I am touched. It has opened my heart back up to the Catholic Church in a way that gives me hope. And I think that's one of the things that this Pope can do. He's an empowerer. His emotional state, the 2212, can empower the emotional state of other beings. His passion can be felt by other beings, and we can be touched by that. It certainly has touched me. Gate 14 in the moon, that is a being that will work in service, came to be in service. Pluto in 56, 3, sun exalted. The will, this is a Pluto and the sun connected here. So it's a, how would I say this? This is a very powerful position, actually, the sun exalted. It does show he's going to have a position of control. The drive to control and be the focus of expression, sun exalted. This is a strong guy. Okay, this is a strong person. Sun exalted here, gate 56, line 3 in Pluto. He believes in him, what he believes in, and he will be able to make things happen in alignment with that. He is not an intimidator. He won't try to push his way, but what he believes in is going to be a very powerful thing. The rest of the gates are, you know, very important. He's got the gate of the moon and gate 19 as well. This is the gate of giving in the root chakra, being of service, providing fundamental needs. To give of the root chakra, three black gates. This is a let's provide fundamental needs for beings. Food, shelter, gate 19. Let's be a team. Let's not just think of ourselves. Let's think of the people that are poor and need help. Gate 19, line 4. Gate 41, this is a resourceful guy. This is a guy that lives on very little. You know, he likes living simply. Gate 41, line 6 in Venus, he doesn't want the fancy stuff. He prefers the simple. He enjoys that. It's a model, and he's got the line of the role model, gate 10, line 6 in Jupiter. Oh boy. Right? The perfect expression of the norms through action rather than words. This is a walk the talk guy. Gate 10, line 6 in Jupiter. Big expression of that. Goes and pays his own bill, right, at the hotel. Gate 38, he's on a mission, right? Gate 38, line 3. This is another very strong gate, a gate that indicates the potential to be firm when he needs to be. The channel, the gate of opposition. I can oppose injustice, and I will. And I will make the alliances I need to. He will stand up against detrimental forces by being connected to his truth and the truth. I am just so joyous at even the potential that the millions and, I don't know, billions, I don't know how many people follow the Catholic religion now, but that they have a leader like Pope Francis in place. An actual man of God who walks the talk, who is passionate about what he believes in, cares for the poor, is a gentle and kind and nourishing being, selfless and modest, guided by his intuition to behave in an utterly appropriate way so he can be a role model for all of us and inspire us through what he's learned and what he's realized. It's very moving. It's very, like I said, I've been crying about it. It's opened my heart at this, the bliss of the potential of just this man being in this position. So that is a mini reading. I hope you've enjoyed it. I appreciate you listening, and I send you much love and many blessings. Bye-bye.